I'm absolutely overwhelmed that James Shade and his company Ozone Action Sports contacted me and said they'd love to donate a bike in memory of Christopher for my challenge. It really has been overwhelming, the kindness and support that I've had from them. It's unbelievable. I can't believe I was so nervous about seeing the bike because, as you know, I don't have one. So being on it today, it's really comfortable. It's perfect bike. I'm over the moon. I couldn't be happier and more grateful. Really am.
And I mean, it means that you're going to be able to practice and make sure that you give the challenge the best possible shot, which is clearly the priority.
Yeah, although I'm on track with all the training, friends have been kind and let me borrow their bikes and things. So I've done a turbo trainer at home, but it's a bit too big for me. And the bikes in the gym were just training bikes. They're not. So although I'm on absolute track with all my training for this month, I desperately needed my own bike to then start to use gears, because as of today I don't know how to. So it really is a massive challenge, and I'm just so excited to have the bike to start practicing now on the bike that'll take me from Edinburgh to that finish line in Iona.
And of course you are doing it for charity. Yes. And the fundraising for that is also going incredibly well.
And it's St Columbus Hospice have been wonderful in allowing me to do this in memory of Christopher. That's my main drive. This is the whole sole reason I'm doing this, is for my son. And I can't believe people's kindness and donations, from friends and family to strangers to people that I'd love to say thank you to or who are called anonymous. And I can't thank them. I wish I could. But people have been donating in euros. So people across the world have been donating to help me raise the funds. And I'm already at the target. It's unbelievable. And it's only been about 3 weeks I've announced I'm doing it. So I can't be more happy for St Columbus Hospice to be able to get all this money for this wonderful charity. And for me, it's about me and my son.
Of course, people may have listened to your previous interview when we spoke about what had happened. Many people will know the story, but you know, that is clearly the drive. How have you been coping in the last few weeks? Obviously, Christopher is very much at the forefront of your mind.
Yep, we're still, all of us, as a family, it's a day-to-day basis. Our lives were changed forever, and it's now just getting by day. This challenge has given us as a family a real focus, and we talk about Christopher constantly, because as I've said to you before, he'd have thought this was hilarious, because one, I've never cycled, nor did I have a bike until today. So, but he'd have been so supportive and behind us all the way. So we're just sticking close as a family and getting each other through this.
And of course, you've got your two daughters as well, and a very supportive husband who's here as well today. I mean, you're really rallying round together, and I can tell, you know, that that's something that's so important to you.
We were always really close-knit as a family. Christopher was a very family-orientated lad, and his sisters were his absolute world, Rebecca and Abby. So for them, I have to keep strong and I have to keep fighting, because they deserve for me to do that for them, and he would have wanted that. So yeah, we just are sticking together as best we can.
And of course, you do have the support of Radio 4th as well.
Radio 4th have been amazing and so supportive, and I think people have heard the radio interview previously, and the feedback and comments we've had have been so kind. They're saying I'm an inspiration. Actually, it's my son that's the inspiration. He's the one that's touched the hearts of this nation, and people are behind me, I think, because of him. So I couldn't say thank you more to everybody.
Okay, well, we'll be keeping in touch with your journey. Thank you very much.